Hi. Okay, so let's start with so could you tell me who has been the most important life who has been the most important person in your life, and can you tell me a little bit about him or her?
My mother. She was married to my father, but my father was always having other women. So my mother raised us on her own, on minimum wage, and it was 8 of us, basically. And we never had money. She never had money to buy me art supplies or anything, so she would let me paint on the walls and do whatever I wanted. She was very supportive of my lifestyle, which to her was not a choice. I was born that way. So she was the most influential person. When I became an adult, wherever she worked, that's where I would work. If she would move, I would move. If I moved, she moved. So my entire life was spent with her.
So I'm going to back up a little bit. Can you just tell us what you do for a living?
I'm an art teacher. I'm an art teacher and been teaching for 25 years. My mother passed away 7 years ago. And prior to that, my artistic talents were dormant because I had dedicated my life to my kids, my students. So when she passed, I had a hard time dealing with it because I'm single. So I didn't have anybody to help me cope with it. So I started painting. And that's where I started posting them on Facebook and stuff. So then I started getting interviews, magazine covers, gallery offerings, and so on.
That's pretty amazing. I had no idea. I saw your work. It's impressive. So I can't believe it's only been the last 7 years, you said?
Five years, yes.
Whoa.
Last 5 years.
Love it. I really love your work.
Thank you.
What was the happiest moment of your life, or the saddest?
Saddest, clearly, losing my mother, because I didn't know how to cope with it as an adult. We had, as Hispanics and as Catholics, every time somebody would pass away, and I live in a small town, well, I'm from a small town, it was maybe 1,000 people, and whenever somebody died, everybody went. So we were around a lot of funerals growing up, but as an adult, I wasn't. So coping with my mother's loss was my first adult tragic event. So that was the saddest moment. The happiest moment, I've had several. I can't just say one. But here lately, in the past 2-3 years, traveling to other countries and seeing what life is really about has been happiest for me, the traveling part.
So you have a friend that you go with. You're pointing to outside.
Yeah.
Okay. Who has been the kindest to you in your life? Who has been the kindest to you in your life?
That's a tough question, because a lot of people have been kind to me. I believe that we're fed by different people, and that makes us whole. And what somebody gives me and I feed off from them, nobody else can. And it's all those people that are feeding me makes me who I am. So to say who was the kindest, I've had a lot of kind people in my life. Some for a day, some for a week, some for a lifetime. Laura is one of them, for a lifetime. And my family is very supportive. But to say one person, I can't do that, because all of them were kind to me and made me who I am.
What are the most important lessons you've learned in life?
That there's always someone better. As far as artistically, there's always somebody better than you. Everybody has a story. And just by looking at a person, you can't tell their story. You would have to sit and spend time with someone to learn what they're about. But there's always someone that's worse off than you. And what you have can be a fortune next to somebody that has little to nothing. And my travels have taught me that I'm really, really, really wealthy and has nothing to do with money.
What are you proudest of?
What do you mean?
I don't know. What do you think? That's the question. What are you most proud of?
What am I most proud of?
Yeah.
That I paint and people can see. People can see the pain that I'm going through in my paintings. The eyes are the most captivating part of my paintings. And that's where all this, my sorrow is. And that though the eyes are the windows to our soul, it's true. I'm still coping with my mother's loss, but having people acknowledge my paintings and admire them is part of me healing. And I'm never gonna be whole again. I know that. But I also feel good that I'm painting and I'm letting the gift that was given to me, a God-given gift, finally letting it loose. And just having other people enjoy it, understand. And we don't all heal the same way, but that's how I heal.
Thank you for sharing that with me. Oh man, I really relate to you. I just have to tell you, I'm very close with my mom, and I can't imagine that not having her.
I know that I'm making her proud by doing what I'm doing. Even my travels with Laura, I know that that's what she would want to do. But she didn't have money. She didn't, you know, she was stuck being a mom. And when we travel, we never travel to escape. I never traveled to escape my reality. I traveled to learn how other people live. And I'm always drawn to the religious part of those people. They're indigenous people. They're people that don't even speak Spanish. They speak their own native language, Nahuatl or Tenec or whatever it is. But I can relate with the faith that they have and how we're very much alike. We're very much alike no matter where I go. So I've learned a lot from my travels, and it's only been a few years.
What is your earliest memory?
That seared would be the passing of my sister. She was 12 and I was 8. And that has been seared in my heart and in my brain. And my mother never got over that, because losing a child, you're supposed to outlive your children, and she didn't. So that was, and again, it was a loss, but it was different because I was a child and I didn't understand. Mm-hmm. But that's seared, that's been with me my entire life.
Do you mind if I ask how she passed?
She had epileptic seizures, and back in the 70s there was no there's the medication and the studies that they have today, they didn't have then. And she went into a seizure that caused her to go into a coma, and once they go into a coma, they won't ever come back out. Oh my today gosh. You have a golden hour that you can still save them, turn them on their side. You know, there's an injection that goes through their rectum if they're kids or whatever, and you can still keep them from going to that dark side. Back then they didn't have that. And her seizures were brought upon stress. And my mother, even to her deathbed, said that my sister had probably been molested at her school, which caused the stress that caused the seizure. Because there was nothing wrong with her. There was nothing wrong with her. She would just have seizures. Back in the 70s, there was no such thing as special education. You know how they reform right. And stuff. So she was bussed with all the kids that were Down syndrome. They were really, really special ed kids. So she was bussed to a different school from where we were at. So my mother always believed that that's what caused her last seizure.
That's tough. Oh my God. What does your future hold?
I don't know. But it's bright.
Yeah, I think so too. How would you like to be remembered?
My work. The love I have had for my mother and still do. That's it, just my work.
If this was to be our very last conversation, is there anything you'd want to say to me?
Thank you for the opportunity, because this is part of, again, what I want to leave behind, my work and how I felt about my mother and the love I had for my mother, and you're part of that.
Okay, for your great-great, I guess there's no, for your great-great-grand nephews, nieces listening to this years from now, is there any wisdom you want to pass on to them? What would you want them to know?
Never believe that you're better than anybody. Never believe that you're better than anybody, because we're all equal.
That's fantastic. I think we should end on that. Thank you. Just give me 1 minute while I stop. I forgot to ask, would you like to remain anonymous or would you like to say your name?
I would love to say my name.
What's your name?
It's part of my story. Mitch Darte.
And do I have your permission to post this audio?
Absolutely.
Okay. Thank you so much.
Thank you.